Good Day presents Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell, Nooka chiropractor, just back from the School for Doctors. This is an annual conference. What happens when you go to the School for Doctors, Jack?
Oh, you get your mind gets blown with all the latest research. Just the latest research that's out there that is ever more increasingly in favor of nutritional changes to change how the body performs.
Mm-hmm. So you spent a lot of time talking about heart problems. I should probably have you on with Ken, who is a cardiologist, the other half of the Good Day Health team. This focus on the heart. From you, this is not normally as a chiropractor. You're working, especially Nooka chiropractors, with the skeletal structure of the body and the emphasis on your neck and your shoulders, that sort of thing. But it affects your spine, your hips. But what really brought them to bring you to work on heart problems?
Well, the thing, first and foremost, when you're dealing with chiropractic, you're dealing with the nervous system. Mm-hmm. The reason that we address the spine is because that's where the nervous system is. The aspect of the nervous system that we can reach outside of the skull, because we can't do much with what's inside the skull, is where at every vertebral junction in the spine, and there's 24 movable segments to the spine, every one of them has two nerves coming out on each side. And pressure on these nerves directly affect the function of wherever those nerves go. Whatever internal organs, including the heart, misalignments of the spine can cause the heart to speed up, can cause it to slow down. Digestion changes can be affected because of spinal misalignment. Elimination, reproduction, sleep, rest, cognitive function, the health of the skin. All of these things are under the control of the nervous system. So that's what chiropractic is after, is to bring that nervous system back into balance.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I do a lot with the heart because of that.
Yeah. All right. So let me give you, you know my body pretty well. I don't mean that to
sure.
sound badly, but you know my body.
No, I've and examined you many times.
Yeah.
Professionally.
Yeah, right. Of course. Yes. Mary has examined me professionally.
So has Mary.
Well.
So
yes,
has Mary.
Is.
Yes.
And I dare say she was more interested in it than you. That's an aside. Okay. So I have this problem with L4, L5, S1, whatever it is. When I was a kid growing up on the farm, I lifted bags of grain and bales of hay and jugs of milk, and I was stronger than any other kid my age by a long shot. And I am, for the most part today, excuse me, stronger than most people who are my age and my size. So I've kept it through my life, but not without some pain and some cost. When I was a kid, I lifted with my back instead of my legs. Nobody taught me how to lift for a long time until my back was pretty messed up. And so I wonder, when you talk about the things you just were talking about, mm-hmm. I'm going to put two and two, and I really do wish Ken was here, actually. Richie, do me a favor. Call Ken and see if you can find him and see if he's got a few minutes. If he does, fine. If he doesn't, maybe we'll turn it around on our next hour with Ken, bring Jack there. The reason I'm asking specifically about this area and what you're talking about regarding the nerves, I've had pains and issues in my back all my life. And I've heard many times in many different ways that this inflammation, because that's what it is, causes real problems. Inflammation, the definition of disease, I think I've heard this from you, I've heard it from anybody I listen to. The definition of, the real definition of disease or dis-ease is inflammation. All of the things that will affect your body, or when you're sick, what happens is that area of your body is inflamed. So, here I have this problem in my back, and there have been people who have suggested I get a fusion on my spine because that'll fix it, and I don't feel good about that, and you've told me not to do that, and then Ken told me not, so I didn't do it. But I have now the problem of my hips and my left leg and the bunion and the ankles and all that other stuff that's come about as a result, in part, of this misalignment and this problem with the inflammation. So if it still hurts, that means there's still an inflammation there. And how long can it be? Can I go forever, another 35 years or whatever with this, and it isn't going to bother me any more than it does now? Or because of the nerves coming out of the spine, is it likely that maybe there's a nerve in there that connects to the heart, and that sooner or later it's going to take its toll on my heart? Right after what you have never, ever thought of that before until you just said what you just said.
Well, the major nerve innervation to the heart comes out of the vagus nerve, which is not in the spine. It's the 10th cranial nerve. It comes out of the brain stem, like, you know, all the other cranial nerves, but it descends down through the throat. And it controls the heart, it controls the lungs, it controls most of the digestion, it controls everything through about half of the colon. And it has what's known as a parasympathetic response. It just keeps things kind of resting and digesting, resting and digesting. It's just kind of like, you know, what you're going to be doing if you're just sitting at the office, if driving in a car when you're the only one out there on the highway, just the normal, smooth, slow-down aspect of life. There's another half of your automatic nervous system that's called the sympathetic, and it's the fight or flight. It's the one where there's a sudden fear or something happens, and oh, yeah. And that causes the heart to speed up. That nerve innervation comes out of the spine. And the idea of homeostasis, balance, whether you're talking about mental balance, physical balance, emotional balance, the idea of homeostasis in nerve balance is that when things are supposed to be slow and easy, the parasympathetic is in charge. When things are supposed to speed up and you got to run for your life or jump away from the dog that's at your front door or whatever else,
yep.
Things speed up. Blood flow to the heart and muscles improves and you can run for your life kind of thing. And as long as those are in balance, things are fine. But a spinal misalignment, and there are just volumes of research on this, mm-hmm. can cause an abnormal speeding up of the heart that mm-hmm. comes out of the spine because of that misalignment that causes the heart to work harder than it should be working.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And it can't slow down when it needs to slow down.
Yeah, got it. All right, well, maybe we'll carry this on in another way in another time. If we can find Ken, we can't find him right now. It's 14 past the hour. Jack and the Good Day Health program presented, made possible in part by, I sound like I'm on PBS, by a grant from Superbeats. Well, it's a grant of sorts. They pay me and I tell the story, but I would tell the story more any moment. Just as a matter of fact, during the news at the top of the hour, I had my smoothie, my daily protein smoothie with Super Beets. That's how I decide to take it. Some people put the powder of Super Beets in a glass of water, mix it up and drink it. But for those of you who are new to this scene, and maybe this description when Jack's just talking about our circulatory system, the heart and all that other stuff, without good blood flow, you get high blood pressure. You have sickness in various parts of your body because the blood's not getting to your muscles, to your brain, to all of the areas, including your largest organ, which is your skin. Blood flow, not getting enough delivery, causes illness, causes sickness, causes death. Super Beets is the easiest way we know of to get natural dietary nitrates. It opens up the veins for a return, more importantly, opens up the arteries for delivery. The arteries open up, the blood gets through to every single nook and cranny in your body. And by opening up your arteries, your blood pressure, if it's good, man, this will keep it there for the rest of your life. That's enough reason in and of itself to get on the Super Beats program and just stay there, because it will guarantee that your healthy blood pressure levels stay where they are. Super Beats works three times faster to give you the results that you'll actually feel. When you drink that water or that smoothie, you can feel the difference. Within a few minutes, the blood is getting around. You're more alert. You're more active. You're more alive. It's all about blood flow. It really is. Take your Super Beats like we do every single day and feel the energy, the stamina. 20 minutes and you're a new person. Call 800-655-4183. Does it sound almost too good to be true? No. In this circumstance, it isn't.
No.
It is. It is.
It's not too good to be true at all. It is exactly what Beats do.
Yeah.
They cause dilation of the arterial system, drops blood pressure, improves blood flow. I mean, there's no issue about it. The research is volumes.
Yep, and complete. Call 800-655-4183. Speaking of the research, when you call and get your first order of Super Beats, not only will you get a free 30-day supply with your regular order, get a copy of the book, Beat the Odds, which explains what Jack just said, in essence, and lots of other things about beets and your body. For the best results, call 800-655-4183. Get on that Super Beats bandwagon. You'll be thanking me and Jack and everybody else here on this program who talks about it. Get the energy. Get Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Or you can go online and order at DougLikesBeats.com.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Sign Now by Barracuda Networks is the next generation in e-signature solutions, accelerating business transactions for more than 4 million people and counting. Sign Now is priced at a fraction of the cost of comparable solutions, offers superior ease of use, yet includes all the enterprise-class security and functionality your business will ever need to safely go paperless. Sign Now is pre-integrated with Salesforce, Office 365, and Google Apps. And you can even integrate Sign Now with your own app through its API. Visit signnow.com and enter promo code RADIO to start your free trial.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline, meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through October 1st, earn 1,000 Plenty points when you spend $30 on select P&G products. See RiteAid.com and circular for details.
Remember a time in this country when you would see someone needing help and you would offer to help them with no other thought than kindness? Well, the government doesn't like that characteristic in Americans and is trying to regulate away the ability to voluntarily help your fellow man. From the Cajun Navy to rebuilding neighborhoods to cleaning graves to simply helping the person next door across the street, the government wants regulations, licenses, and fees to be involved. Especially the fees. Civility has now become civil disobedience. I think it's time for the bureaucrats to go home and let Americans be what we are. Americans who help their fellow man without thought of getting paid, getting a license, being charged a fee, and without a gun to their head. Recently in Louisiana, ordinary people took to their own boats to rescue their neighbors, their pets, their possessions, because it was the right thing to do. I guess government doesn't like being reminded that it's the individual that really makes the difference. I'm Gary Rathman. This has been an Economy of One Minute.
Dr. Jack Stockwell with Dr. Doug Steffen at 23 after the hour. Good Day presents Good Day Health, brought to you in part by the folks at Superbeats. The number to call to order, 800-655-4183, a new lease on life. This week's podcast at the Forbidden Doctor, which Jack and his wife Mary do every week to hundreds of thousands of downloads, 108 Ways Sugar Destroys Your Health. I would just edit that and say 108 Ways Sugar Destroys You. I like cookies. I like cake. I like pie. I like ice cream. And I think about this all the time. I saw something last week, and I think this is a piggyback to it. The USDA focused on sugar and what it does to your longevity, what it does to your health. It's very addicting. I don't think you get hooked on it. That's why they put it in McDonald's fries, right?
Yes,
It's an opiate.
It's everywhere.
Sense. So what? How do you take the focus here and make it positive? Get people though to pay attention, because people that are heavy because they have too much sugar in their system, carbs,
yes,
put on weight, all that stuff.
Well,
right?
It is, and it's thrown them into insulin sensitivity, so that the insulin the body produces and releases when you have carbohydrate intake, the body just isn't sensitive to it anymore. And the number one job of insulin isn't getting sugar out of the bloodstream into the cells. It's the storage of fat.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime you've got any extra carbohydrates flowing around the system that the body isn't using, the body will convert it to fat, because that innate intelligence inside of you doesn't know that bowl of ice cream you just ate isn't the last thing you're ever going to eat the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And so it is always survival.
We'll die happy if it was the last thing.
Yes. At least
nice,
that strawberry cheesecake
bowl of
flavor.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right.
But the thing we focus on in the podcast, one thing we hit really heavy, is the relationship between sugar intake and the immune system. And we talk about some research that's being done on what's known as the phagocytic index. Now, you know, your phagocytes are the parts of the white blood cells, your immune system, that's going around eating up all the bad guys, the viruses, the bacteria, things that shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
And what we can recount these studies that have recently been done, where they take blood out of you, you know, like 100 cc's of blood, and they put it in a petri dish that's loaded with bacteria. And in that 100 cc's, there's a lot of phagocytes in there, that part of your immune system that's on your side. And they let it sit there and do its work for a few minutes, and then they take a sample out, and they stain it and they put it under a slide. And they look at the phagocytes to see how many bacteria are inside the phagocyte. And a normal phagocytic index for the time period that this happens, which is just a few minutes, should be 13 to 14 bacteria inside each one of these phagocytes. So they took some very healthy people, they loaded them up with glucose, you know, about half an hour, 40 minutes before they took their blood test. Mm-hmm. And then they took their blood before it, and then they took their blood after the sugar. And some of these people, the phagocytic index dropped from 14 down to as low as 1.
Wow.
In less than an hour after just 100 grams of sugar. Mm-hmm. And most of us have anywhere from 4 to 600 grams of sugar a day. Mm-hmm. Now, the incredible thing, that even more surprising than that, was how long did it take the body to come back to balance as far as the immune system? And in some of these people, it took as long as 3 days.
Wow.
Before the phagocytic index came back up to normal. So that, I think that has an awful lot to do why people get sick a week after Halloween, why people get sick a week after Thanksgiving, why we get sick during the Christmas holidays, because of all that sugar and our exposure to all of our relatives and friends who are bringing in these foreign bacteria. You know, you're a sitting duck.
He's a genius, ladies and gentlemen. That's why he's here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell at 28 past the hour.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This report is brought to you by Tostitos and Pepsi. This season, Tostitos, the official chip and dip of the NFL, along with Pepsi, are offering football fans across the country the opportunity to experience the game like never before, participating in the pregame coin toss from the 50-yard line, or being on the field for the Super Bowl trophy presentation. Fans can enter the Win Unreal NFL Experiences sweepstakes by visiting Tostitos.com for the chance to win a weekly Unreal NFL experience and to get awesome NFL gear and prizes. Pat O'Toole, Senior Director of Marketing for Tostitos, knows that football fans love the game and the experiences around it. Whether they're tailgating in the parking lot or at home enjoying the game with their favorite Pepsi beverages and Tostitos snacks.
We're bringing our fans experiences they typically only dream of, from tossing the ball around with Drew Brees to helping team captains with the coin toss. These experiences give our fans the opportunity of a lifetime that only Tostitos and Pepsi can offer.
For more information, visit Tostitos.com.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
You know, time flies. I could practically tell my life story in t-shirts. I design them all online with custom ink. My travel softball team jersey, senior year homecoming hoodie, all my family vacations, even my wedding favors snuck in here. Guess I'm going to need a bigger drawer.
Celebrate your next event with custom group shirts, apparel, and more from Custom Ink. Designing is fun and easy. For all of life's events, choose Custom Ink. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing today at CustomInc.com.
Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. I get high with a little help from my friend. Gonna try with a little help from my friend. What do I do?
To a weekly presentation of the Good Day program. It's called Good Day Health. In this hour, we present the expertise of Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is not the Forbidden Doctor. You are, but his website is ForbiddenDoctor.com. So you can tune in each week, listen to some essential facts about what's going on in your health. The one good thing that people tell me, people who run radio stations and people who listen to the program, what they respect is that I'm open and therefore present to you what is obviously a different approach. Jack has one approach. Ken Kronhaus has another approach. They both are respected in their fields, and they both have something to say. It's up to you. These guys and I am not in charge of your health. You are in charge of your health. So therefore, when there is something going on in your body and you don't check it out, that's your problem. Doctor will tell you if you go to them, if you got a good doctor, what it is that's going on. But you got to want to go. You got to want to know. How many times you hear this, Jack? I don't want to know. What, are you stupid? Yeah. Don't you, unless you don't want to live. Yeah. If you don't want to know, then fine.
We had a lady. We had a lady not too long ago who, in the shower, discovered a lump in her breast.
Yep.
And this was over a year ago. And you know what she did about it?
Nothing.
She stopped touching that part of her breast when she would wash her body. This isn't just isolated to her.
No, of course not.
That's a very common thing. It's like somebody that might pass a little bit of blood rectally, and then they stop looking at the tissue paper.
Yeah.
Or if they cough up a spot of blood when they cough or they sneeze or something, they stop looking at it.
Yeah.
And they get a sharp pain somewhere in the body. If you get a sharp pain and then it's gone, it may have just been some gas, a muscle spasm, something like that.
Absolutely.
But if it stays there, you need to get this checked out.
Yeah. And And do it you will if you're smart. One of the things also that you'll find beside the podcast, beside the way for you to figure out what's going on, the symptom survey that they offer at ForbiddenDoctor.com. It's free. Find out what's going on in your body. And then there are a couple of products that they have developed, like Ageless Thyroid, and then the Long Life Energy enzymes that speak for themselves. When you take them, you get on them. These are things you won't find in the health food store. You only find them at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There's a primary factor here, the way that they've come up with a mix. Their formula for these two products is very unique, and I think you will find, I know people that take it religiously, I do, but I'm talking about friends who've heard me talking about it, and they order themselves. So if you would like to take advantage of what you get from the Long Life Energy enzymes, the name almost always, in this case, it is certainly a description of what you get in the enzymes. You need the enzymes to keep your gut working well, Long Life Energy enzymes, so you get things in your gut that give you energy, that keep the probiotic work of your stomach. The work of your stomach is the most important work in your body. Now you can say your heart is, your brain is, all of them are important, but if you don't have a good, healthy stomach, you got nothing, zero. So you may want to try these products out for yourself. And if you go in to order it at the Forbidden Doctor website, you'll click the order button, and it'll give you an opportunity to use the code Doug for 10% off. And if you do that, you'll be very well off. I'm doing it, so you can do it. Be like me when you grow up, boys and girls. Help yourself to health. All right, so the Forbidden Doctor website and taking the symptom survey, good idea. There's a story this week floating around about Colgate toothpaste using an antimicrobial agent that's used as a pesticide called triclosan. How in the name of God does this get through the FDA, first of all? Secondly, are you reading the labels? If you're reading the label, why would you want to have something that was banned by the government for use in soap? If it's not any good in soap, how can it be any good in your toothpaste? This is something that will affect you.
Yeah, it's a sales. It's a sales thing.
Wow.
It's the idea that all bacteria are bad, which is nonsense.
Yeah.
You know, without the good bacteria in the gut, you're in an awful lot of trouble. I mean, you can't survive. You can't process the digestive procedures that are necessary to sustain life without a lot of these bacteria. And a lot of these bacteria, they're byproducts that the bacteria in the gut produce. Are very, very beneficial and life-sustaining. And so it's this idea, you know, you've got to squirt this Purex stuff on your hands every time you walk into the store. Or
anathema.
You know, it's just gotten to the point where it's getting silly.
Uh-huh.
And now they want to put the antibacterial stuff inside your toothpaste when your saliva is loaded with antibacterial aspects of your immune system. And your brain has these things under control. It knows what it needs. And as long as we keep our bodies in a somewhat near balance, the immune system will take care of things.
All right, you got all of these agencies. You got government bloated. All these people are supposed to be studying things. Not only is it a national problem, now it's an international problem. There are people at the UN who are studying drug-resistant bacteria. They say it's become a universal health threat. So they hosted a meeting to address this in a public forum. This is the first time that they've done this recently. One of the main problems, the use of these powerful antibiotics in hospitals. Doctors prescribe the drugs when weaker antibiotics fail, and that's not always a good thing, as one understands, we understand medicine and the body. You overuse those drugs. That's what helps the bacteria develop a resistance, right? The amount of antibiotics in what people eat now, the antibiotics are in the food that's fed to beef cattle,
yes,
to chickens, to anything. You know, they give it to fish on the fish farm. So this will increase the animal's weight, supposedly prevent it becoming ill. But the drugs stay in the body. You cook them, you eat them.
Yeah, cooking them does not completely break down these chemical complexes.
Mm-mm.
They don't completely break down the hormonal complexes that they're injected with. They don't completely break down all the pesticides and herbicides that are on the foods, the commercial foods that these animals are eating. You know, that's why our advice to our patients is to stay away from commercially raised and processed animals. If it didn't come off the farm, stay away from it.
Yep. Fish, it's on the fish farm. Oof.
The kind of, they're feeding these fish kibbles. I mean, they have them out there in these big offshore nets now, so that they can be exposed to something of their own environment. But there's something to nature's balance that they're not supposed to stay inside of this 1 square mile net. They're supposed to go to their homelands. They're supposed to breed. They're supposed to eat the little fish that creates the right kind of fat inside of their bodies so that the bears and the humans, whatever, eat these salmon and the deep ocean fish in the Gulf of Alaska down to Washington are getting the finest omega-3 fatty acids they can. So with commercially raised animals, the fats are altered. With commercially raised fish, the fats are altered. You're just asking for a bunch of trouble when you move in that direction.
All right, in a moment, we're going to discuss, speaking of fats, I got a question from someone on the ratio of omega-6 to omega-3. Is it necessary to have them both? And if not, how much should you take of the omega-6, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We'll get into that with Dr. Jack Stockwell in a few moments here, 43 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save. But since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
My family and friends are always with me, no matter where I may be. Sharing stories from home helps me sustain my recovery from my mental and substance use disorder. Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-4357. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The sooner you find out if you're pregnant, the more time you have to prep for the big day, which in the U.S. most commonly occurs in September. First Response Pregnancy Pro is the only Bluetooth-enabled pregnancy test that connects to a mobile app to deliver a unique experience. Spokesperson and OBGYN Mary Jane Minkin says,
Bluetooth-enabled Pregnancy Pro connects to the First Response app to support a woman throughout her pregnancy journey. First Response Pregnancy Pro can let you know 6 days sooner than your missed period and with over 99% accuracy from the day of your expected period.
More at firstresponse.com. 72% of parents say they fight with kids over toothbrushing. Here's Raina Seitel.
In my survival toolkit, Gum Brand Crayola and Power Ranger toothbrushes, toothpaste, and flossers make brushing fun and are kid-approved.
School playgrounds churn out eggs, bumps, and bruises.
Arnicare Gel is my survival staple. You just rub it on. It's homeopathic, no grease, no smell.
And for household supplies?
Sign up for Amazon Prime, $99 per year, and with their Prime Pantry, buy just 5 featured items, and the whole box ships free.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
A pastor in Tennessee saw funeral homes marking up the price of caskets as much as 600% and decided to go into business. He set up shop, selling caskets much cheaper, and was immediately successful until the state stopped him. They said it was illegal for anybody other than licensed funeral directors to sell caskets. He was expected to complete 2 years of training, spend thousands of dollars, embalm 25 bodies, and pass the exam. He explained that he only wanted to sell caskets, not embalm bodies, but to no avail. So he challenged the unconstitutional law in court and won. He looked through the lens of liberty, saw the government making special deals, and buried it.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Here's something to feel good about from Centrum Silver. Vitamin D was discovered in the age of dancing, the roaring 20s. Right on cue, because vitamin D plays an essential role in supporting strong bones and muscles. And just as dance moves have evolved, so is the importance of vitamin D. That's why Centrum Silver upgraded to our highest level of vitamin D3 ever.
Hey, want to dance?
Centrum Silver, something to definitely feel good about. Check Sunday's newspaper for Centrum coupons.
It's Good Day Health Extra Time, extra information. The average American woman these days weighs 166 pounds, according to the Center for Disease Control. There is, if you look at the numbers, that's pretty much exactly the same as the average American man weighed in the 1960s. Men, you're not looking too hot either. Over the same time period, you gained 30 pounds. So the average American man in the 60s weighed 166 pounds. Average American man today weighs 195 pounds. Do the comparison. That is amazing. Looking at the average American woman, 166 pounds. Average American man, 195 pounds. Up in the past 45 years from men weighing 166 pounds. And I'm looking at this graph, actually, that shows how this, well, it doesn't show how it happened. It just shows what happened. 1960, the average American woman weighed about 140 pounds. So where are you on that scale? Probably that's the question. One of the things that brought it to my attention was researching a bit of information about some of the new body weight requirements for female Marines. They're adjusting the height and weight requirements for women in the Marines. Female Marines will be allowed to weigh 5 to 7 pounds more for each inch of their height. So a 5'6" woman can now weigh 161 pounds instead of 155 pounds at maximum, and a woman who's 5'9" can weigh 176 pounds instead of 169. The difference here between the national averages and what comprises the weight, female Marines, pretty much muscle, all muscle. So the weight isn't important. The female Marines are a different, there's a different focus. The average women who are weighing that kind of weight, I'm guessing, sadly, are not mostly muscle. Maybe that's something to look forward to or try to change, huh? Okay, so here's the question about the ratio of omega-6s to omega-3s. Omega-6s, I know. No, wait a minute. Well, see, I'm confused now. I know I take, whatever I take is what's recommended. I think it's omega-6s, or is it omega-3s? Omega-3s.
Yeah, omega-3. You usually supplement with omega-3s because you don't find it in too many places.
Okay, so omega-3s are more critical to good health than are omega-6s. Should you avoid omega-6s? What happens if you see a supplement that says, all the omegas in here? What do you do?
Well, usually it's way too much omega-6. Omega-6s cause inflammation in the body, especially when they've been cooked and processed. Safflower, sunflower, corn oil, cottonseed, sesame, even peanut oil, which is not bad to fry in because it has a high temperature stability, but it's still loaded. It's an omega-6 oil.
When we were talking about beef a few minutes ago and what's in it, did we say that beef, there are some forms of beef that that are commercially grown that aren't grass-fed that have a lot of omega-6s as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the balance between omega-3 and omega-6 is altered by feeding cattle corn. Mm-hmm. Cattle aren't supposed to eat corn. Mm-hmm. Mary says, you don't see cows running out there in the cornfield and stripping down the ears of corn off the stalks and trying to eat them. They're eating the green grass.
The stalk is what is good about it, because the stalk is as grass is, as long as it's not sprayed with everything from Monsanto that they can come up with, a spray to keep the bugs from getting on it. That's the other thing. And I love this. Last week, the people from Bayer Aspirin, that are, not only do they make the aspirin, but they have the largest agricultural production company and a chemical company in Europe. They want to buy Monsanto so they can be bigger. And they testified before Congress talking about how much better it's going to be for the American consumer.
Oh, yes.
Make better food and better for the farmers and better to feed the world. What are we feeding the world, however, is the question. would seem that that would be a question that they don't want to answer. Speaking of questions, more questions from you, email to Doug@DougSteffen.com. What your question might be to Dr. Jack Stockwell, 10 minutes before the hour.
Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals. Tripping.com is the fastest and easiest way to book vacation homes. We'll show you all available rentals from VRBO, TripAdvisor, Booking.com, and more.
Visit Tripping.com today to book rentals in Virginia Beach, New York City, Maui, Lake Tahoe, and international spots like Paris, Rio, and Sydney.
You'll save an average of 18% per night by booking your vacation rental on Tripping.com.
That's TRIPPING.com.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The only prescription here on Good Day Health is to listen every week at this time to get through the breakthroughs, the medical ideas that come from Dr. Jack Stockwell in 1 hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus in another hour. So this would be a good source of an argument between the two of you. Your flu IQ. This is the time of year people are being told by some of their doctors, get that shot so you won't get the flu. 200,000 people were hospitalized because of the flu last year. The flu spreads when you touch shared surfaces, and that's why people say, well, we gotta get the stuff to spray and get rid of those bugs. Ew. What else are you getting rid of? I don't know if that's the way. Just wash your hands. That's it. Don't touch your... Well, it's hard to know. You touch the dirtiest thing in captivity, it's dollar bills, right? Money, dirty, dirty,
yeah,
dirty.
Yeah, I think
dirty.
So. Well, the idea is to make sure that if you touch something like this, or you have, you know, you shake hands with somebody, or in any of these situations, don't touch your eye with your fingers.
Mm-mm.
That's how the virus gets into the body.
Mm-hmm.
The most common entry point is through the mucosal lining around the eye. There's virtually no barrier, so when you pick up some foreign viruses, of which you're covered with constantly all the time,
yep,
and you touch your eye, you're asking for it.
So what about the report from the CDC? I get all these damn government organizations confused like alphabet soup. That 40,000 people's lives were saved by having the flu vaccine. How do they come up with that number?
There's no proof of that. There's no proof of that.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, one thing to remember, the vaccines are wrongly not classified as a drug. They're a biologic. They call them biological agents, so they don't have. There are no requirements to demonstrate safety or effectiveness.
That's why vaccine safety studies are absolutely ridiculous. They just compare one vaccine's effectiveness to another one, and they don't really have long-term studies to develop the effectiveness anyway. It's just a bunch of hype.
Any common sense would tell you that if you want to double down on your flu prevention, wash your hands frequently, wipe down common surfaces that are used by a number of people, and give the infected person, if you know who he or she is, a wide berth. That's just stay away from those people if you know what they've got. And they ought to not, this most selfish way, I got to go to work today because my boss needs me. Really, that's the most selfish way of thinking. I know a lot of people think that they're indispensable or they need to go to work or whatever it is, but you need to go to work to spread this around like you need another butthole. So,
Well, you certainly are indispensable. I mean, what would the Doug Steffen show be without Doug Steffen?
Yeah, but I'm in a studio by myself. Nobody's going to get sick listening. Well, maybe listening to me, they might get sick, but they are going to get sick being close to me. All right, let's see here. Question from somebody whose name is Bub. I always love these names. Here, Mr. Bub. Bub wants to know, his question, seems like the phrase gluten-free is everywhere these days. I hear a lot about gluten sensitivity and intolerance and celiac disease. Are these the same thing? And if not, what's the difference between celiac disease and gluten sensitivity?
Well, they're both very intimately related. If you were born and raised in America, you probably have a leaky gut. And whether you have sensitivity to gluten, which is a very present protein inside of flour, wheat products, depends on how leaky that gut might be and if you've been exposed to these proteins getting through the gut wall into the bloodstream. One place proteins are not allowed, absolutely not allowed, are inside the bloodstream because the immune system will go on them like a duck on a June bug and create an allergy to that product. We have podcasts on this. Podcast number 4, podcast number 42, podcast number 43 shows how in 1 week's time you can heal and seal the gut just by what you make in your own home. And if you've got a gluten sensitivity or a gliadin sensitivity, the evil step twin of gluten, well, I shouldn't say evil, those are really healthy proteins. It's just that if you have a leaky gut, they get into the bloodstream and cause problems. And those podcasts I just mentioned tell you how you can stop this problem at home by just stuff you cook in the kitchen.
Just be careful. Common sense, which seems to be in short supply these days. So get your common sense quotient upped by going to ForbiddenDoctor.com. Check out their podcast every week. Take the symptom survey. The supplements they have are certainly worth your consideration. All of these things together, you'll find out what's going on with your body when you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you for your attention. You should be thanking us because we thank everybody. We're in the thankful business. We're thankful you're listening. You're thankful for the information from guys like Jack Stockwell. So it's all good. 59 past the hour.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers. We'll be right back.